Now, in the aftermath of the Christchurch terrorist attack, our Europe correspondent Linton Besser went off exploring Britain's de-radicalisation programme. It's called Prevent. In the past year, referrals of extreme right-wingers have soared nearly 40% as white supremacist conspiracy theories explode online. Linton travelled to a Prevent workshop in the British Midlands. He was given a lift there by the programme's regional coordinator, Will Balday. Linton asked him how the torrent of misinformation might be tackled.
The sad reality is we don't really know right now how to resolve this in the long term. But certainly this constant, willful misrepresentation of the facts and misinformation that's out there online is becoming one of the challenges of our time.
We're driving through the middle of the UK. Some of these areas we're driving through have been hotspots for right-wing thought and right-wing extremist referrals to the program. Can you explain the central contradiction for me, which I just find so hard to fathom, about how it can be that the grandchildren of men who went and fought against Nazis, British soldiers, can somehow conflate Nazi ideology with British nationalism?
That is a really difficult one, and I don't think they see themselves in that light. Although their views to the likes of you and me clearly seem to echo the views of the Nazis, of the Third Reich, they don't see themselves as neo-Nazis. They see themselves as defenders of their identity, whether that's particularly a cultural identity. They see themselves as defending their country against high levels of immigration, defending a so-called extinction of white people. They're bought into the ideas of neo-Nazism, but not the brand.
But we see from time to time images of people giving the salute of the Third Reich, and we see swastikas sometimes in Britain.
So you're talking about the full-on extreme right wing as opposed to the far right. That comes down to the concept of purity of race. And that's where they are aligned with the ideas of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. They define themselves, it's a form of identity politics on the other side, of white identity politics. So they define themselves by purity of their whiteness, which is one of the most effective interventions that we do with such individuals is a DNA test. Because when they realize that actually they're not pure white and their DNA comes from all across the world, including Africa, it's a real hammer blow to their ideology.
Tell me more about a DNA test. Tell me an anecdote of the most striking case you've had where you've done that and what's happened to the person.
We've had one guy break down in tears, which at first we thought might be because not that the result was an epiphany, but the result was somehow an anathema to him. But he actually broke down in tears when he realised the old adage that under the skin we're all the same, regardless of skin colour, because it absolutely turned nearly 20 years of ideology and belief on its head. And this lad broke down in tears, had a complete recanting of all of his views, all in the space of just a few moments, how much pain he'd caused to other people. He now felt that he was part of that broader kind of community as well. He was part of a neo-Nazi organisation. His job was to recruit other people to become part of that neo-Nazi organisation. He would routinely go out on a Friday or Saturday night, get drunk and then look for someone who was black or Asian to attack and mug, not for their money, not for their wallet, for no other reason that they were black. He felt that people of colour were the enemy, and that they must be fought at every opportunity, and that the more he fought against people of colour, the less likely they would want to come into the UK. And he was getting himself ready for a race war when white people would rise up and fight people of colour on a grand scale, a civil war, if you like.
Are we making progress? Do you feel more hopeful or less hopeful since you started this work?
In those dark moments, I look ahead and I feel quite pessimistic. But then I look at the young people that we're working with now in the schools, and I feel like we're making a difference. And I think if I didn't believe we were making a difference, I'd probably have to pack up and go home, because that would, the prospect would be too depressing. But I think it's going to get worse before it gets better, would be my take.
Long, fascinating drive there for Linton Besser, talking to Will Balde from the UK's de-radicalisation programme Prevent.